This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A group of 19 state attorney generals is suing Education Secretary Betsy DeVos for delaying an overhaul of rules to erase the federal student debt of borrowers defrauded by colleges. Veronica Kopas is a community organizer for the Center for Coalfield Justice, founded in 1994 for activists from West Virginia, Ohio, and Southwest Pennsylvania to address the problem of longwall mining and its environmental hazards. Better World Books, founded in 2002, took the model of charity-used book drives and moved it online. It's now one of the biggest sellers of used books on Amazon and has helped raise $25 million for literacy organizations, including Books for Africa. Already some 5 billion people worldwide have had mobile phones, and by 2020 it's expected that 6 billion will use smartphones with the capability of capturing mental health data that can provide a form of treatment. Citizen Evidence Labs verifies video and images of alleged human rights abuse. It uses Google Earth to examine background landscapes and test whether video was captured when and where it claims. It uses Wolfram Alpha, a search engine, to cross-reference historical weather conditions against those claimed in the video. Washington State is now among just a handful of states that guarantee paid family leave following governor's signing of a bipartisan plan approved by the legislature. Measure offers eligible workers 12 weeks paid time off for birth or adoption of a child or for the serious medical condition of the worker or the worker's family member beginning in 2020. Or 16 weeks for a combination of both. An additional 2 weeks may be used if there's a serious health condition with pregnancy. While special focus status is one of the federal government's strictest forms of oversight, nursing homes that were forced to undergo such scrutiny often slide back into providing dangerous care, according to analysis of federal health inspection data. Of 528 nursing homes that graduated from special focus status before 2014 and are still operating, slightly more than half, 52%, have sensed harm patients or put patients in serious jeopardy within the past 3 years. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.